This year, the World Cup in South Africa has soccer fans around the world cheering, crying, dancing. This time for Africa. That's the official World Cup anthem called Waka Waka. The song is a collaboration between Shakira, who needs no introduction, not here, not anywhere in the world, and the South African band Freshly Ground. They also have a new album out called Radio Africa. Joining us now from Milestone Studios in Cape Town is the lead vocalist for the band, Zolani Mahola. Thanks very much for being with us.
Sure thing.
And Hi there. And Kylie Rose Smith, who plays the violin and is also a vocalist. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
So how'd you guys become a part of this?
Waka Waka.
Yeah.
Basically, we were in New York mixing our latest album, Radio Africa. And the producer of the Waka Waka track, John Hill, was working in a studio downstairs from our producer on the song for Shakira. He needed an African influence and mix to throw into the song. He heard that we were around. We were a band from South Africa. He asked us to try out some ideas on the track. We did. He recorded it, took it away, and the next thing we knew, it was the official World Cup song.
That's you, Zolani Mahola, isn't it?
Correct. That's me. That is my voice singing in that funny language called Xhosa.
Oh, it's, I can't say. Xhosa?
Mm. Xhosa? Xhosa, yeah,
almost,
exactly.
Yes.
It's X-H-O-S-A.
And what does Waka Waka mean?
It depends on who you ask, actually, interestingly enough. What we know about the origins of the song, which are Cameroonian, from a marching band called Golden Sounds, and the tune has spread all over Africa, is that it's like a challenge, you know, it's like a marching band song challenge. Like, hey, you over there, you know, come here, and like, what you listen, you know, we'll show you kind of thing. And Waka Waka, I went and I spoke, I had my hair done in Rocky Street in Johannesburg, and these Congolese guys were around, that, you know, because he was singing the song, and, you know, he knew the song from when he was a kid. And he said that Waka Waka means like a flame, you know, that's getting higher and higher, and you say, then you say Waka Waka.
I like that explanation. And would,
yeah.
would fit this song and this moment very, very well.
Sure. Sure thing.
And tell us, if you could, both Zolani and Kylie Rose Smith, about Radio Africa, your new album.
This is our fourth album. Mm-hmm. And this album, Radio Africa, we had worked with the same team of producers for our last two albums, and we wanted a change. So we were connected to a guy called Fabrice Dupont. And it was really great working with him because he was very into the African elements of our music. So I think that that's what this album does more than any other of our albums, is to highlight our African influences and capture the rawness of sound within the band.
Hmm. What song would you recommend to our interest where maybe we can hear that?
You could listen to a song called Moto, and the chorus of it comes from also from Southern Africa, but here in South Africa we never sang it before, and we haven't heard it really. But our guitarist is from Mozambique, and it's a chorus that he remembered from his childhood and from his grandmother or great grandmother singing it, and it means, it's kind of like a warning song, like in times of war, you know, like engines firing and things. And what we did was that we put that together with a verse that was to do with a love affair that was kind of almost like shipwrecked, you know, and here we are. Here's the song Moto from Radio Africa.
Very haunting song.
Yeah, it is kind of, hey.
This is your fourth album. How are you evolving?
I think that, you know, a natural thing that happens when a band has been together for about 8 years is that you are able to trust each other a lot as time goes on, you know, in terms of being able to explore musically and also kind of to find more and more your voice as a band. And I think that what, as Kyla was saying earlier, that what we've done with this album in kind of in moving closer to the African side of the Afro-pop label that we've sometimes been kind of saddled with, it's been quite an interesting thing, you know, and quite an amazing thing. And I think that what we've kind of dug a bit deeper with this album, and I think that we will more and more, you know, kind of be calling people, you know, to listening to the sounds, to uniquely African sounds, while being quite global.
Recommend another song for us on this album.
There's a song called Big Man on the album. It's a collaboration with a group, sisters, who are originally from Cameroon. They're based in Paris, a great group called Les Nubian. And we were fortunate enough to meet them in New York and have them sing on this track, which we're very proud of, called Big Man.
Well, let's listen.
Everybody wanna be the walkabout town. Everybody wanna be the talkabout town. Drag, it's a drag, it's a drag, oh yeah. Everybody wanna be the walkabout town. Everybody wanna be the talkabout town. Drag, it's a drag, it's a drag, oh yeah.
So where did this song come from? What's it about?
This song is kind of, you know, you got this notion of the big man in society. And I mean, most recently we've been, it's been spoken about in African society, you know, this man who kind of, who controls a lot of the power in, and he kind of thinks he's kind of the be all and end all. And the idea behind the song is to kind of say to these people that, you know, we appreciate your role in society, but it's kind of, we've all got to get along.
You know, I don't know if you've heard of this book, Ngugi wa Thiong'o's book, The Wizard and the Crow.
No.
Which is about a leader of a imaginary African country who becomes so inflated with his power that he begins to expand like a balloon and blows up and becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. Eventually, he's so big and he's floating in the air, they have to tie him to his throne so he doesn't fly away. Which I think is such a brilliant, like, metaphor.
I think I've interviewed
this big
that man.
Yeah. You know, you've interviewed that man.
I've interviewed that guy, yeah.
Oh, funny.
A real pleasure talking to both of you, so thank you so much.
Thank you very much, too.
Zolani Mahola and Kyla Rose Smith, they're part of the group Freshly Ground. Their newest album, Radio Africa.
Be my love when the fire is low, when the fire is low, when the fire. Be my love when the fire is low, when the fire is low, when the fire. Have a wonderful time, it's so. Silence is best enjoyed with an open heart beating next to you.
Weekend Edition, directed by Elaine Heinzman, produced by Peter Breslow, Ed Wharton, Gemma Waters, Kimberly Adams, Veronica Miller, Jessica Deal, Connor Donovan, and Ryan Dunn. Our technical director is Burke Hunn, so ably assisted by Marty Curcius. Melissa Goh, our web producer, our librarians, Kim Bileski and Mary Glendinning. Today's show, edited by Tony Marcano and Jeffrey Bennett. Our show was produced today by Catherine Fox. Our senior editor is Jenny Burgle, and the senior producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. I'm Scott Simon.